Hi, everyone. We've been gone for a couple of weeks, but we're back. This is the Mike and Ape Show. And wherever you might be listening around the world, we're glad to have you listen. And Mike, you got something you want to talk about?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say it's one of those, you know, happy everything to everyone weekends. We got, what, Good Friday, we got Passover, we got Easter. So happy everything to everyone. And in keeping with the upside-down tradition of the Mike and Abe Show, we've been gone for 2 weeks, but now we're working on this weekend. So, but there's a lot going on, so I can't really feel bad about working on the, you know, this heavy vacation weekend. But I will say I'm thoroughly disgusted at this new $2.50 per ride fiasco that is being floated by probably the most grossly inefficient governor we've had in the state of New York in the last 30 years, Andrew Cuomo. And I don't know what his deal is with the yellow cabs. His attack on the yellow cab continues. His incompetence is fairly apparent. Now let me just look at this. Because nobody knows where this MTA money goes. I mean, the yellow cabs right now are collecting 50 cents a trip. He wants to bump that up, apparently, to 250 a trip. First of all, who's going to drive these cabs? Who's going to take these cabs? These are the questions that nobody knows. The only thing that everybody seems to know is, oh, it's 250 a trip. Like, everybody is just going to be robotic and blindly pay 250 a trip without asking questions. I mean, we're talking about basically the profit. The majority of the profit that a cabbie makes is now we're supposed to be collecting that to send it to Albany, which I don't care. And just in the New York Post, it was ironic because I was looking at some of his, it says, in the New York Post from Thursday, March 29th, taxpayer money down the drain, the Cuomo administration projects upstate that failed the required bailouts. Because apparently everything is flopping upstate New York, and New York City has to constantly bail out Andrew Cuomo's economic flops upstate. August 16, $50 million state-funded film studio near Syracuse goes down the drain. December 6, 2016, Austrian computer chip maker AMS pulls out of deal in a new nano center. Groundbreaking was just 8 months earlier. June 17, Vernon Dow's horse tracking casino is grounded a bailout. December 2017, California LED light bulb manufacturer Sora walks away from a $90 million state-funded factory in DeWitt. And in March 2018, the Del Lago Casino, revenues are estimated are coming in closer to $150 million than the $110 million shortfall. So basically right there, that little synopsis, according to the Post, Cuomo has pissed away $400 million in upstate New York. And again, why is the yellow cab supposed to bail out the MTA? Back to you. I'm mystified.
I have a great idea of how the MTA should raise their money. Their passenger load is overcrowded. They don't have enough room for all their passengers. So you got to surge price them. $4.50 to get on the subway. You know, what's so hard to understand? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they could take bicycles if they don't have the money, right?
Right.
And they can't afford taxis. You know, why are taxi passengers paying for the MTA? I don't get it.
They want to remove themselves. The reason they take yellow cabs in the first place is, I'm guessing, because they want nothing to do with the MTA. They've had it. And I talk to a lot of young women and, women in the business world and all across the spectra of women, and they just say, I won't take the subway. I mean, flat out, women... I'll say like half the women I talk to, professional women or just regular like college young ladies, they flat out say, I won't take the subway because they're getting groped and ogled and harassed and everything else. Part is horrible. And then on top of that, one of the problems with the subway system in New York, you can literally commute from 207th Street in Uptown Manhattan to, let's say, Staten Island for $2.75. I mean, you got some people just, you know, dogging the subway system to death. And then the monthly MetroCard, there's no ID on it. So it used to be you could pay a solid token, and it would be whatever it was, you know, 75 cents or a dollar or $1.15. And that would be real cold, hard cash. But now you get these MetroCard mumbo-jumbles. You got people jumping the turnstile. You got people giving their MetroCard to other people. And then the ridership is down because of this Uber fiasco that Cuomo... champion. So he has basically cost the city of New York and the city of New York billions of dollars that are just gone from the yellow cab business. And what about selling medallions? All this mumbo-jumbo with Uber, de Blasio wasn't able to auction these taxi medallions. So and I'm just wondering, where is this money going? I know Bloomberg went up to Albany many times. He said, listen, I just want to see the books for the MTA. Oh, no, blah, 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 blah. It's like, well, where's the money? Oh, well, blah, 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 blah. And all this mumbo-jumbo, they will not show you where this money is going. So on the one hand, if you said, okay, if whatever surcharges in the yellow cab is specifically in a lockbox for the subways and the buses, okay, maybe we can weather the storm. But this money just seems to disappear. It goes into all these other projects like a bridge outside of the city or a tunnel outside of the city or an airport outside of the city, and it's siphoned off MTA revenues. And now they have all these projects going on, and apparently the money's drying up. So now they want to – but I'm just saying, all things being equal, that doesn't mean if you put a $2.50 surcharge, my God, on top of a yellow cab ride, why do they think the passengers – will just blindly pay that as opposed to not ride? So, I mean, you tell me. You're smarter than me. You tell me.
Give me that question again. Why do what passengers?
It wasn't a question. It wasn't a question. It was a rant.
Yeah. Well,
you don't want the rant again.
Well, I'm going to say this about Cuomo. Cuomo has been Uberized.
That's right. I don't know how any of that involves.
He's Uberized. He's given Uber free rein to do whatever the hell they want, okay, in the entire state of New York, okay, and it's not paying off, okay, because Uber has not been a very good service for people. Okay.
Not to mention
that they haven't been very good to themselves. Okay. You know.
Yeah.
And you know, we got 42 zillion Uber cars riding around Manhattan. Okay. And everybody knows that something's got to be done about this. Okay. And we don't get anything from the taxi commission. It's just that, well, you know, it's up to the city council. It's up to the city council, you know, and the city council, it seems they operate in slow motion, the city council, in very slow motion.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like I think it took Mickey Mantle 1.4 seconds to run from home to first base, okay? It's taking city council, even though they might get to first base, okay, it's taking them like an hour and a half to run to first base.
Yeah, okay. Now they're big on on stuff that, I mean, there's such a it's a bizarre situation in New York where everybody's getting elected to office, not everybody, but most people get elected to office now who've never run a business, who haven't built a business, and they just get elected these days just by complaining about food stamps and public housing and stuff like that. The small business community, and especially, let's put it this way, I mean. The first generation cabbies who come in and drive cabs and buy medallions and are an economic viability for the city of New York to survive, they've been double-crossed and many of them financially destroyed. You hear about the suicides on the news. And I'm just curious, at what point do they bring back, or do they want to just keep everybody poor and dependent on these food stamps and public housing? Because, I mean, right now there's literal or no effort to help the small business community and the first-generation immigrants who have not only cabs but black cars and delicatessens and restaurants and stuff. It's just this hammered-down philosophy to keep them crushed. And the irony is, like I said, Cuomo has been an abject failure in the economy in upstate New York. And for him to have, pardon the expression, him to have the balls to come into New York City and try and run this city after we've elected a mayor to do this, it just flies in the face of reason. Because, listen, If we want to have someone who's a economic loser, who's basically everything he touches economically turns to crap, you can just walk into a bar and get a guy to do that. I mean, you can get anybody to do that. But if you want to get someone who knows what they're doing, we have the best minds in the city, in the city of New York. We don't need Governor Cuomo from upstate showing us how to lose money at a casino. That's not exactly someone we need running the city. And the trains are a mess. He can't run the subways, and if he was running the subways, we probably wouldn't have any of this conversation, because you got homeless people sleeping in the subways, garbage and rats all over the place. Many of the workers I see in the subways, it's like watching instant replay on ESPN. They're working in slow motion, so there might be a union slowdown of some kind going on. I don't know how they slow down from the speed they work at initially, but that it's like, you know. And, oh, by the way, speaking of which, where is Transit Workers Local 100 in the middle of all this? Isn't
that's a good question.
The union that
you know,
represents
they used to go on strike, and the taxis would have a field day out there. Okay.
Well, sadly, you know, we may not be able to do that anymore if they go on strike, because we may have to join up with them, because all this money is being sucked away from the MTA, and they're going to come back around with ads on the back of city buses that is being driven by a union member. How are they going to have money for their workers, or for wages, or for health plan, or for wage increase if the money is gone? So it could also be said with this whole Uber thing that Cuomo has built an army of scab labor if the union wants to do anything. So that's another little tricky thing they might want to look at.
Well, let me just say this. You know, they want to put a $2.75 surcharge on the for hire vehicles, and that with me is a good idea. Okay, because these for hire vehicles have not paid one penny, you know, to help anybody, okay, except themselves, okay, and they want to put an extra $2 over the 50 cents that the yellow taxis are already charging, which is not fair, but you know what they really need to do is put a $2 surcharge on all of the subway and bus fares, okay?
Well, at least a dollar. It's been stuck at $2.75. It's like,
all right,
you got to say to yourself, listen,
$4. Yeah. $4 to get on the bus. $4 to get on the subway. Okay, it's time. Mm-hmm. Okay, that'll raise more money than any taxi and for hire vehicle. Okay,
because right. They should have is a for the subway and bus. They should have a 12-hour pass for $5. That's it.
Look,
a 12-hour pass for $5.
Look, here's where it's at, okay? Most of the people that take the subways are not in business. They work for businesses.
Right.
Okay? Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the business people, the people that are in business, that mostly take the taxis and the for-hire vehicles. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
So what happens is the people that need to take the subway, if you raise the subway fare on them, they go to their bosses who are in business and they say, listen, we can't get to work, you know, we can't afford the extra $1.25, you know, because we're just barely making it now, so the bosses will have to pay through them. Okay. The same people that would be in the taxis or the for hire vehicles will now have to pay it through their employees. So it comes from the same source. All right?
Right.
Okay? In other words, instead of them getting into a cab and paying an extra surcharge, they have to pay their employees a little bit extra on their paycheck so they can take the subway. What's wrong with that?
Well,
is this rocket science? I mean, what is wrong with that?
Right.
All right?
Well, here's what happens. I remember I was seeing an MTA hearing where they're talking about raising the fare. I think at the time they were raising it from $2.50 to $2.75. And some kid gets up, like a college kid, like a classic professional student kid, like in his 20s. He should have been graduated 3 years ago kind of thing. And he's like, oh, you know, I can't afford the subway. My grandmother has to take the train. And meanwhile, the kid has $400 sneakers on. It's like, look, Junior,
okay.
I don't know what you were taking in school, but you can't. If you're taking poli sci or if you're taking economics, little hint, you don't wear $400 sneakers at a podium when you're complaining about an extra quarter.
And where do you think he got the money? He got it from his grandmother who can't afford to take the subway.
Right. He probably shook down Granny.
Yeah, right.
Probably unchained Grandma from the radiator in the basement to run to the cash machine to get the money for the sneakers.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
But
this is what's going on.
Yeah.
These people who say, like, oh, I can't afford. Listen, you have professional whiners. And things cost money, okay? And I bet if you could say, okay, I'll tell you what, MTA, if you could raise the fare from $2.75 to, well, I guess Cuomo's trapped. It's an election year, and he can't raise the fare on the subway because it's an election year, and he's not going to get that many votes. He's got Cynthia Nixon running against him, and a lot of cab drivers and their families and other people in the working poor in this city, which is the working poor in the city, which is expanding, I'm wondering who they're going to vote for. Because they say, Trump. I don't know how Trump got elected. This is not Trump.
There's no question in my mind that if I were still in New York, that I would vote for anyone named Cuomo. Okay.
They call Curtis Lee had a good thing. He said the ABC, anyone but Cuomo.
I would love to see. Matthew Dowse be our next governor, but I expressed that to him, and he said he'll never run for public office. He said to me.
Okay. I always thought he was a rising star for public office. I always wondered what happened.
Well, you know, usually politicians always deny their ambitions until they get there, and I don't think he has that ambition. Okay, he's a really good guy, Matthew Dowse. He loves this industry. He knows what taxi drivers go through, and he's in the mix trying to help the situation. Okay, mm-hmm. All right. And speaking of the situation, I saw him on the video watching yesterday's TLC meeting. Okay, he didn't speak at the meeting, but he was there. Okay, along with our friend David Pollack. Okay,
right.
All right, and you know Taxi Dave. Okay, and I think the best part of that meeting was two things. One was a veteran cab driver who started driving a year before I did. He was driving in 1969, and he drove through 2012. Okay. Rightfully so. He specifically blamed our former mayor, Mr. Bloomberg, for creating what is going on now. Okay? He did this at the meeting. And and also, I want to say the statement of the day was made by our friend Carolyn. Okay? When she said, you know, and what the meeting was supposed to be about, and which ultimately passed, was a test a program that the TLC wants to do with some taxis to allow them to surcharge if the taxi is hailed through an app, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Surcharge or whatever, or fix a price wherever it might be, and
right.
Say okay, how much to here, how much to there? I'll do it for this much, okay?
Right.
And what Carolyn said was quote unquote that. What you're attempting to do with these taxi meters is sort of like rearranging the chairs on the Titanic. Okay,
yeah.
you know what are you doing for real? I mean, this is nonsense. Okay, and the only advantage the yellow taxis have right now over their competitors is that we don't surcharge. Okay,
right.
And she said
so we have a metered rate where people can see what's going on.
Right, and she said that very simply, she has witnessed people standing out on the street with their cell phones and saying, "Well, Uber is gaming us now," so they stick up their hand and hail a yellow cab. Okay.
Exactly. I've seen that a lot lately. Also, yes.
Okay. Yes. So actually, I think Carolyn should run the taxi commission. Okay. All right.
Let me tell you, well, Carolyn. I don't. You know, you got to correct me. How do you say her last name? I've been trying to figure out how to say her last name for the last 6 months.
Well, it starts with a P. Okay.
All right, we'll stick with Carolyn. Carolyn's been great. Yeah. But me and Abe, Carolyn, in the course of the next week, me and Abe are going to find out the correct way to say your name. We're going to bring her in the show just. So you can school us how to say your name, your last name. We got the Carolyn thing.
Carolyn. Well, you know, if you watch yesterday's TLC meeting, you know, they mentioned her name. You know,
Prats or Prats or
it's spelled Protz. Okay.
Okay.
So,
Prats.
You know,
okay.
I mean, I never asked her how you pronounce her name. I mean, it would say Protz or Prats or something like that. Okay.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
Well,
it's not what she's named, Mike. It's how she thinks. Okay.
Right. Exactly.
She thinks correctly, absolutely correctly.
Uh-huh.
All right, and she's not afraid to express what she feels. Okay.
She's been a godsend. She's been a godsend, not only to this show, but to the Taxi Dave show and the taxi industry.
Yeah.
And her ascension to leadership has been organic, as I might throw out a few million-dollar words there, because.
Yeah.
She's basically, you know, she owns a medallion. She gets up in front of the city council. She was married to a cab driver for a while.
Right.
So, and like I said, and now she's just looking at this as a logical mind. That's one thing about her. She has a very analytical mind, and she can't fathom why everybody is doing all this weird stuff and basically bullying and picking on the yellow cab industry, which has been just rolling along for 80 years, not bothering anybody and just raking in money with tolls and fees and fines and tickets and medallion sales and all these billions of dollars we poured into the city of New York. And our reward for being successful is that now we get people from upstate New York who want to leech off the yellow cab revenues. And I think Cuomo has this little cabal going where these minions just keep voting for him and supporting him. And you got to say to yourself, wait a second, what is going on? I mean, why are we getting picked on? Everybody's ranting and raving about bullying in the schools and bullying here. But what about bullying the business community who has been nothing but nice to everybody? And, you know, especially now we're like the only ones picking up the handicap, apparently, and not gouging the taxpayers when we do it. So all the stuff we've been doing, and it's kind of like, it's in a weird way, we're getting our comeuppance for not being cranky and whining like everybody else when they're asked to do something. We just say, okay, yeah. Well, you know, we can do it. The chickens are coming back to roost.
You know, Mike, I don't want to sound like a broken record that, you know, keeps saying the same thing over and over again. But the solution to the city's problems are plain and simple. Get rid of all of the cars that aren't making money, okay? Consolidate. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, Uber could have cars if they want, but a reasonable amount of cars, you know?
Right.
So get rid of those cars, you know? Get rid of, if they have 70,000 cars out there, get rid of 45,000, okay? Yeah. They're not making money. They're doing five fares a day, maybe. There are probably cars that are doing zero fares a day, or one fare a day.
Why?
Okay.
Yeah. I talked to one guy. He said he brings his car in just to pay for parking. He said, I bring my car into work in the city, and then I do Uber for 2 hours so I can pay for my parking.
Yeah.
So he's doing two fares a day.
Right. Yeah. He wants to pay for his parking. Okay. So get rid of those cars. Okay. Get rid of those cars. Raise the subway and bus fare to pay for the subway repairs. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Put a few more medallion cabs out there. Okay? You know, we got 1,600 cabs that have, medallions that have been authorized by the state of New York back in 2011. Okay? That still haven't been auctioned. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And everything else will work. Everything will work itself out after that.
Well, that was a big thing.
Okay.
Beta V from the New York Taxi Workers Alliance had a big demonstration in front of City Hall. They were talking about the cabbies and the black car drivers who had committed suicide because of this stuff lately. And she said, "Cap the Uber and Lyft cars," which I fully agree on. And you look at it. I mean, let's put it this way: there's one mayor. There's 51 members of the city council, there's two senators. Everything else seems to be capped for a reason. Everything else has a structure and a cap, but all of a sudden Cuomo wants to flood the street with Uber cars with no cap. So it just reeks. Again, let's put it this way. What happens if you went to the city council or to the state assembly and said, listen, the state assembly thing is a great idea. So instead of having 100 members, we're going to have 500 members. Yay! Nothing would get done. It's basically, that's what's happening now. You just have this mishmash of part-time Uber drivers flooding the street. And Polly Trottenberg was on the Taxi Day show. She let off something which I did not know. I used to say, like, well, why are these Uber drivers constantly going 5 miles an hour and 3 miles an hour and real slow? Why don't they just park away for a call? And she said, well, according to the Uber model, for lack of a better word, according to the Uber model, they want to show their customers that there's coverage and keep the cars moving. I said, what do you mean to keep the cars moving? There's nobody in the cars. She goes, well, that's what they want to do. It's like, well, what do you mean what they want to do? They aren't elected. You are the elected, the proxy vote of elected officials. Everything is Uber. What is this Uber? Why don't we just get Cuomo and Trottenberg and Yoshi, get them out of here and just call it Uberland, Uber Sylvania, and everything will worship Uber at noon every day. Mm-hmm. And we'll wear black and drive black cars, and we'll walk with our eyes wide open and just not ask questions. Okay, we'll call it, instead of New York City, we'll call it Uber City. Everything black.
Yes, and the people of the city of New York have to start electing people to the city council and to the mayor's office and appointing people to the TLC. that aren't influenced by these Uberite,
minions,
lobbyists, you know. Yeah. There's a bill out, by Councilman Levin, okay?
Right.
And I have a summary of it here, and our friend Carolyn sent it to me. Okay, this was originally introduced in 2015, and he's reintroduced it. But I read in the newspaper that he's not getting a lot of traction from the people in the city council. Okay,
who's this? Back up, I missed that completely. I'm so sorry.
Council Member Levin. Okay, I don't have his first name in front of me. Okay, but we don't need his first name. We just need to see the bill, and this is to be combined. It's thought with the bill, with the may combine it with Diaz's bill. You know, where he wants to put a cap on the Uber cars and charge them $2,000 a car to register, okay, annually, okay, not just once, okay, and it's a local law in relation to temporarily limiting the issuance of new and for-hire vehicle licenses, okay?
Temporarily.
Yeah, well, temporarily, and if it works, permanently, I guess. Okay, he wants to do something, okay? And he's saying that he's not getting any traction from the other members of the city council. And I don't know how Diaz's bill is doing. I hope it's doing a little bit better, okay? But the people of the city have to elect people that will help, that will straighten things out. You know, you can't move. You can't move. I see, you know, I'm not there, but I see pictures of the traffic, you know, going over the Williamsburg Bridge, you know, on the Brooklyn-Queens Expressway. It took you 2 hours to get JFK to Manhattan on a Saturday night or something. Or was that Sunday?
It sure did.
Yeah, I mean, that's outrageous. That's outrageous. Yep. Okay.
Now, here's the thing. I mean, you talk about the cabbie, the plight of the yellow cab. I had someone in France the other day. They got in the cab. First of all, the Parisian cabbies who stick together like peas in a pod. They're very strong taxi union for the cabbies in Paris. First of all, they got rid of Uber. And then after they got rid of Uber, the city of Paris granted them a bus lane. Not a bus lane, but a taxi lane. So they have an express lane for cabs with passengers, and that's what they're doing in Paris. So we are officially walking backwards as a society, because everybody wants to follow the European model of, okay, well, there's a European model. You get rid of Uber, and you give an express lane for cabs, as per the Paris cabbies.
The other thing here
is, what about the business community? What about, I mean, put aside the cabbie for 1 second. What about the guy or gal who's coming into the airport for a meeting? Let's say a 2 o'clock meeting. You get there at 4 o'clock, the meeting's over, the deal is done, or you're fired. Somebody comes in for vacation, takes them 3 hours at the airport to get into the city after getting into a cab, and then they have to go through this onslaught of people inside the JFK or LaGuardia terminals past illegal taxi hustlers, which is another Cuomo thing. Cuomo wants to rule everything, so he's said, I'm going to rule the LaGuardia. He's in charge of LaGuardia and Kennedy and the Port Authority. Listen, we don't need the Port Authority anymore. We have computers. We have 40,000 cops ready to work. We don't need, in Queens, the Port Authority. We have LaGuardia and JFK are both in Queens, and the revenue that is hauled in from these two airports, which goes into the state of New York, and versus what the city gets back. The city gets back nickels and dimes on the dollar versus the money that comes into Queens through those two airports, which are in Queens. And the other thing is, as far as rebuilding LaGuardia, when I see these construction crews, I don't see a lot of New York plates. I see Pennsylvania, I see Maryland, I see a lot of New Jersey plates. And basically the only jobs I see for the Queens residents and New York City residents as a whole are the low-wage jobs like the rent-a-cops, the kids selling candy at the newsstand, and stuff like that. So there's a whole big thing where Cuomo has flopped. And it's going to be interesting to see how this election works out in the fall, because I think a lot of people who have been loyal Democrats are starting to look the other way now, because they see that it's not even the Democratic Party anymore. It's just this weird group of people who have who masquerade as Democrats, but in reality, in my opinion, they're closer to fascists than the Democrats.
Look, I'd like to say a couple of things. Number one, Rudy Giuliani, I didn't like you when you were the mayor, but I want you back. I want law and order, okay? All right? Number one. Number two, somebody asked Polly Trottenberg when she was on the Taxi Dave show why she doesn't allow taxis to be in the bus lanes, you know, when the bus lanes are kind of empty and the taxis have passengers.
Right.
And she said, well, if we did that, then there would be all these taxis in the bus lane and the buses wouldn't be able to go, you know? The buses don't have any passengers anymore, you know?
The empty buses wouldn't be able to move, right.
Yeah, right. You know, and, How about this? Let the odd numbered taxis go in on Monday and the even numbered taxis go in on Tuesday. How's that? You know, come meet us halfway. Meet us halfway.
Yeah.
Okay? As long as there's a passenger in the taxi. Okay?
Yeah, well, how about this? How about why are we not allowed to go in the bus lane or these two lanes, new lanes on Fifth Avenue? At 2 o'clock in the morning, at 3 o'clock in the morning, at midnight.
Oh yeah, right. That's totally absurd. On Madison Avenue, there's nobody out there 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and all the cars have moved over to one side. Okay,
they're all squashed. And then there's construction, and then everybody's afraid to go into the bus lane because of the camera tickets.
Okay,
so,
listen.
That's what got me. Yeah.
Okay, we need a new taxi commissioner. We need a new transportation commissioner. People that can get the job done. Okay?
Right.
And not whine about how they don't have the authority. You don't have the authority, go before the city council and get the authority.
Right.
How's
or
that?
Or do the talk shows. Go on the talk shows.
Yeah,
and lobby for it.
Right. Lobby for us. Okay? Stop sitting there saying that you can't do anything. Okay, because we know you can. Okay, all you have to do is want to do it. Okay.
Well, I think they. Here's the thing. I think maybe the lobbyists just keep pouring buckets of bullshit into their ears all day long. Like, for example, Uber is. I think they join themselves to the hip of every relevant city official they can find. And then you get yourself say, why are they doing this? Oh, well, the lobbyists, the Uber lobbyists. Apparently Uber is like this parrot that keeps screeching all day long about how wonderful Uber is and how horrible we have to do to fix the traffic in the city. It's like, listen, the traffic in the city is screwed up because of Uber. This is my lobbying, okay? This is Mike and Abe lobbying right now. The traffic in the city has been destroyed because of the Uber cars. The taxi driving profession has been destroyed because of the Uber cars. And I think in the fall, the Democratic Party is going to be destroyed because of the Uber cars, and you're selling out the workers. And the Uber drivers, and the other thing at the demonstration the other day, thank you again, New York Taxi Workers Alliance. I'm going to give you a shout-out. I know usually some people in the industry think that's the third rail of taxi politics is the Taxi Workers Alliance. I don't care. They did a good demonstration in front of City Hall to defend the workers and the industry as a whole there. And I think what they're talking about is there has to be a minimum wage for professional drivers. I mean, if you got into that and say, listen, from now on, the professional drivers of any taxi, black car, limo, Uber, Schmoober, whatever it is, they got to make at least $25 an hour as a profit, okay? And if you did that, all the other stuff would fall away. Because right now you have taxi drivers making less than the new minimum wage that Cuomo signed off on. It's going to be like $14 or $15 an hour. Plus, if you factored in time and a half for overtime, it would probably be closer to $16 or $17 an hour. These Uber drivers are making that. They're making like $9 an hour. And the cabbies now, you got them making maybe $9 an hour themselves. And what's going to happen when this $2.50 a trip comes on? Who in their right mind is going to drive a cab? Who in their right mind is going to take a cab? And it's also a competitive disadvantage, to say the least, because the Uber car runs five trips a day, five or six trips a day, so they're going to be on the hook for $15 a day. And the yellow cab usually runs 30 trips a day, so that taxi driver is going to be on the hook for $75 a shift. Come on, that's insanity. But again, this is probably some Uber lobbyist parroting into the ear of Cuomo and the anybody who's stupid enough to listen to that. And they think it's coming from the industry. No, it's not coming from the industry. It's coming from a failed business model, just so you know, in my opinion, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you just look at the track record for the Cuomo administration with economic development in upstate New York, and these are the people who, what was it say, give Cuomo $1 billion, he'll make you a millionaire. That's what they say.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't say it that way, no. Yeah. So, yeah, anyway, okay. So what else is...
All right. So anyway, just on a positive note, okay?
No positivity.
Taxi medallion market has been frozen solid for the last couple of years, okay? Mm-hmm. Because there were no financial institutions that were willing to lend money for the medallions, right. This may be softening up, okay? Because I'm reading here in Cranes that the Bay Ridge Federal Credit Union is willing to lend money up to $300,000 or $375,000 to any individual that wants to buy a medallion. Okay.
Thank God.
In other words, they're holding a bunch of medallions that they put up for auction, and there was some sort of reason why they had a offer for $200,000, and nobody wanted to bid that, but these are people that were paying cash, okay? So so now they're glad that they sort of planned it that way. They were obligated to do that. Now that that didn't happen, they can free up the medallions to be sold to anyone for and they're willing to lend up to $325,000 or a figure like that somewhere, to rather than sell to hedge funds, which had been buying medallions.
Vulture funds. That's what John called them. John the cab driver. Yeah.
Yeah. In other words, they will now look for individuals that don't have the money to pay even $200,000, but will allow them to pay it off at a price of $325,000. Okay.
Well, I mean, you say to yourself, in a way, from a business, I mean, I'm thinking you could get some kind of interest deduction, and your monthly note would be such that versus taking your entire family's life savings and putting it on a taxi medallion, you could take a loan for $325 and get a note. So on the one hand, you're paying a little more, but at least you're getting a note where you can operate a business.
Yeah, well,
such as it is.
Well, that figure, $325,000, would not be difficult for a taxi driver to pay off, okay?
Right.
You know, a person that now cannot buy a medallion for $200,000 cash could now put down a down payment and pay off $325,000, and that would immediately raise the value of all the medallions, okay?
Right.
You know, and you know they have believe in the medallion, okay? They believe that it's still worth money, okay? And it is worth money. It is worth money. We still do have rights, okay? The street hail rights, and no one is still to this day defined exactly what a street hail is, okay? You know they've been running this game on us that you know that because you tap an app that's a street hail. That's a prearranged, okay? Which everybody in their right mind knows it's not, okay? Mm-hmm. So perhaps at some point we'll get some people in office that will, you know, like I said, Rudy Giuliani, we want you back, okay?
Yep.
You know, give us a definition, you know, let's get it real. Yeah. What is a street hail? You know, if somebody's standing out on the street, they want a taxi, that's a street hail. It doesn't matter whether they wiggle their nose, wiggle their toes, okay? Shake their behinds, okay? Whistle, okay?
Yeah.
Grab their hair and pull it up in the air, okay? Or tap an app. That is a street hail, okay?
Right.
I mean,
well, I would just like to say, if someone was, I mean, shaking your behind and whistling would not be for everybody. So I would have to be in charge of finding out who's eligible for that. But
yeah, well, raising your leg. How's that? Raise your leg. All right.
Well, then, but that means, how do you know a dog wouldn't be hailing a cab then? You'd be dragged in refusing with dogs.
I got news for you. When people with dogs used to say to me, do you mind the dog? And I'd say, oh, the dog's no problem, but I'm not sure about you, you know.
Right.
And they'd get a laugh and get in the cab, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I love doing that. Together. That was fun. I like being comical, you know. Like, is the dog okay? Well, I have no problem with dogs, you know, but I'm not sure about you. You know,
A friend of mine used to drive around with a dog every night. He used to drive around with a little dog in the front seat. And then one day, he used to tell the people, say, listen, you don't pet the dog, because there's no partition. You're like, don't pet the dog. Dog likes you. And of course, one day, somebody decided to pet the dog. And the dog, you know, did what dogs do and gave a little nip. And that was the end of the dog.
Yeah.
That was the end of his driving career.
Well, look, Mike, I think we said a lot in this show. Well, we stretch out a few things, you know. Well, I listened to you.
You got me mad, and I was ranting.
Know,
so well,
yeah,
yeah,
and
you'll get some air. I'm an air whore. What can I tell you? Complete air whore.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I just want to say real quick. Suppose I'm air whoring around here. I want to thank everybody for the outcry of saying, "Where's the show?" Because a couple of weeks we were off doing stuff.
Yeah.
And it really makes us feel good that people are listening to the show. And now that the Taxi Dave Show is on hiatus, we hopefully can fill some of that void that's going to be out there for hopefully just only a couple of weeks. And so get everybody over to the Mike and Abe Show in the meantime. And, you know, we're trying to make it work here. We're trying to get the word out. And we got our little promotional business cards out there on the street, which I am dutifully handing out.
Yeah.
And the show is starting to get some traction. I mean, we do have... the view count is way up, and we got people listening to the Mike and Abe Show online and across the world, for that fact. And we want to thank everybody, and we want to thank the sponsors for sticking with it, because this little website is a godsend. I mean, not just for me and Abe to vent, but for the industry. We get you cutting-edge stuff for pennies on the dollar. So thank you very much. And maybe buy one of Abe's T-shirts, which he has the lovely model on the front.
There have been sales of those T-shirts in the last week or two. Okay.
There have been sales.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay, and the springtime is coming. And, you know, go to the front page of NYC Taxi News. Look for the moving ads, okay, in the middle of the page. Right. And you'll see a T-shirt. Okay, click on that T-shirt, and you'll actually see the T-shirt itself. Okay.
Right.
And it's a beautiful T-shirt. I have two of them. The material couldn't be better. It's 100% cotton, okay? And, you know, you can wear them all summer long. Let people see the rates, okay?
Right.
I put in a petition to have the rates put back on the door, and I was turned down by Ms. Joshi, the chairman.
Which was complete idiocy, in my opinion, because...
Okay.
It's so simple. Every restaurant in the city has the prices in their window.
Well, she said, I know, but she said that, you know, they're working on a new payment plan and, you know, this pilot program she has. Well, but it's just a pilot program. We still want the rates on the door. Okay?
Right.
All right.
Now, the next week I want to follow up with you on something before I forget.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if this $250 a trip is going to jump into a group ride thing. Now, if they had $250 a trip based on a group ride fare, it's one thing. But if they're going to have $250 a trip based on single fares, that's an outrage. That's economically unstable. It's stupidity. But I don't know if they're talking about $250 a trip on group rides.
For all we know, they might want it on a group ride, $250 from everybody.
Oh, my God.
You know, subway fare, $4, please. Subway fare, bus fare, $4. Okay, do we have a problem with that? Is there something wrong with that? Okay?
You know? Can't show. It's an election year. He's not going to raise the fare during the election.
Wait until the election's over, after Cuomo's out, and then take these silly surcharges away from the taxis, which is going to drive business away. You're not going to get your money anyway, because there won't be anybody in the cabs. Okay, they'll be taking bicycles. They'll be walking. They'll be doing anything not to pay this extra $2.75 or $2.50 or whatever. Okay?
Right.
I know I certainly would. I certainly, you know, for 6 blocks, 10 blocks, I certainly walk. Okay.
Of course.
All right.
It's ridiculous. It's just nonsense, and it's a perfect example of why businesses are leaving the state, why people are leaving the state. And it's all because of someone running the state of New York, Mario Cuomo was great, but Andrew Cuomo.
Mario Cuomo had a son.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah. You know, he had a son, and I don't know what his son is thinking. His father is gone.
Right.
We miss you, Mario. We want Mario Cuomo
right.
and Rudy Giuliani back, or someone like them. Okay?
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
That's what we want.
Well, it's election
okay.
year. We have election year. Cynthia Nixon,
okay.
where are you?
Listen,
Cynthia
let
Nixon,
me
help us.
Let me thank the MTBOT for supporting us for the last couple of years, all right? Let me thank Checker Management for supporting us. Let me thank WB Taxi for supporting us. And let me thank the Taxi CPA and our attorney out there, Peter Joseph, who if you unfortunately need to file bankruptcy, you should call him. Okay, all of these ads are on the front page of the NYC Taxi News. And Ron Sherman put out a really great statement for the MTBOT concerning these surcharges, and you could read that
on the site. We have it on our site.
It's right on the front, right on the front page, that, Mike. Okay, you know, you'll see moving letters at the top. You know, just click on where it says "click to read," and you can read his statement. Okay, and you can read all the latest news stories. Go to Current Taxi News. Okay, articles, and every morning I get up and I put 7, 8, 10, 12. Articles from around the world, okay, or mainly in the United States, but around the world, onto the website, okay, for you to read, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this website is doing great. We had over 500 visits yesterday, okay?
Absolutely great.
Okay.
And these are we have a core following now, apparently.
Yeah.
Of, like, people who don't look, let's say people don't look at it every day, but if you have 3,500 a week, I would guess it's a core following of, like, at least 1,000 cabbies and taxi people who look at the site every week.
Yeah.
You know,
anyway,
support
our sponsors, because they're supporting us and they're helping you. Okay, if you drive a New York City taxi cab, okay, they or own a New York City medallion, they're trying to help you. Okay, and we're trying to help
you. I'm an idiot. Wait a second. Not 1,000. We absolutely probably have like 2,000 core followers. So how many views do we have a month now? Like 14,000, 15,000.
We're getting anywhere from 400 to 500 visits a day, okay?
Right.
You know, so do the
math.
That's
why, you know, I shouldn't have said anything, because I graduated from the New York City public school system.
Yeah.
So don't ask me about math, you know? I mean, that's Cuomo math.
Cuomo math says everybody should be broke, and we'll put out all these cars that don't make money, and everything will be fine. Okay.
Oh, you know what I want to talk about next week? I want to talk about next week. And, okay, you people guilted us into doing a show every week. So we're going to be doing a show every week, rain or shine, from now on, because it's apparently the iron is hot. Next week I want to talk about, maybe we can get her on the show, is Cynthia Nixon, who's running for governor. And I also want to talk about another Cuomo project. He's complaining about New York City public housing. It's like, listen, you were running HUD. You were working at HUD. What the hell are you talking about? You're blaming Trump about public housing? Trump had nothing to do with public housing. Trump, the public housing Trump was creating was for millionaires and billionaires. I mean, he could come in and probably fix the whole thing in 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. But since we have Mario Cuomo, the Warren Buffett of New York City politics, running the show, the projects are crumbling and people are getting their boilers fixed for heat in June. And Cuomo has the nerve to say something about, Trump, listen, that's not Trump. Trump has nothing to do with public housing, believe you me. Maybe it has a lot to do with private housing, but public, don't blame Trump for that. Anyway, next week we're going to be doing weekly shows. So thank you very much. Happy everything. Happy Easter, Passover, Good Friday. And just for the record, the cats today ate salmon, and I'm a heathen, so I had a sausage. What can I tell you? Abe, anything to offer? Anything more?
Well, if I could think of it, we'll do it next week. All right. I'll try to create a program plan, which we didn't do this week, but we did pretty good. Okay.
We don't need no stinking plan. Well, next week will be.
I want to thank all of our listeners And, you know, we're sorry if we don't, if we miss a week or two, it's because we just can't get it synchronized, Mike and I, our schedules.
Right.
Okay.
We had a couple of things going on.
Yeah, we have very different schedules. Okay. And, you know, and actually right now we're recording this on Friday morning. Okay. So if you hear it on Sunday, keep in mind we finally got it together for Friday morning. All right.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right, so...
So, I wish everybody happy everything, and off we go into the great blue yonder. And don't worry, we're working on it. I mean, all this weird stuff with the taxi business. We were starting to do very well, get some traction, the business was coming back, and all of a sudden this thing swoops out of the sky with this dopey plan. So
well, my recommendation to the people out there, the taxi drivers out there that are going to be presented with this surcharge ability in the pilot plan is don't surcharge. Okay? Don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We shouldn't have to be pulled up to Uber's level. They should be pulled down to our level. Okay? And part of the Diaz's bill, okay, the FHV guy, okay, committee, a part of his bill says that no one could charge less than the New York City taxis. Like, we're the standard. Okay?
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And we make money with, you know, not that I'm saying we don't need a little bit of a fare increase to keep up with inflation. Okay? But right. we do fine charging people a reasonable rate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Okay?
People love us. That's what I'm hearing lately. They hate Uber. They pride Uber. It's a disaster, in their opinion. What they tell me, I'm not ranting about Uber, but they said the Uber and to an extent the Lyft thing, especially Uber, they say they're not thrilled with the way they treat women and their drivers are a little handsy sometimes, which is unbelievable. And they're coming back to the yellow cab because we're fingerprinted, we're drug tested, and we're insured, and it's our driver
and,
that you
and,
see.
And we charge the same rate 24/7.
Right. Raider show.
Okay. Well, you know, with a couple of little surcharges here and there. Okay, but you wouldn't call it a surge price. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Right. Oh, by the way, I gotta get out of here and do a couple of things. So let's wrap it up, kid. So thank you very much. Great show. Abe, we'll see you next week. I'll talk to you during the week and goodbye, world in New York.
Okay. Bye bye.
Over and out.
Thanks for tuning in. Bye.